This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're seeing a new coffee entry in our market. What's it all about and how is its model different than other coffee chains? Let's check in with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University. So, Jerry, what sets Dutch Bros apart?
Well, a whole pile of things. Dutch Bros actually started in a place called Grants Pass, Oregon. And at the time they did that in 1992, there were only about 17, 18,000 people. And it started as a coffee cart. And when they decided to expand, what they ended up doing was creating a drive-through experience, which was a relatively early sort of thing for coffee. They've been growing through the West and are beginning to move further and further east. Their Illinois store, which is opening in Edwardsville, is one of the most eastern ones that they've got. They already have a location in O'Fallon, and they're actually building another one on 15,200 Manchester in Baldwin. So we'll see a lot more of them.
The thing that I wonder, in that area where they are finishing that store up in Edwardsville and Glen Carbon, we've got Starbucks, we've got Goshen Coffee, we've got a couple of new scooters. How in the world can our market sustain yet another coffee company?
Well, remember, Starbucks just announced closing stores and cutting back people. They have gigantic. They're at 17,000 stores. And so their cutting back is actually making space for more competing coffee brands. And part of what we're seeing, we've got Starbucks at 17,000. We've got Dunkin', which has got 9,700 locations. Dutch Bros have just cracked 1,000. Now they're talking about doubling the number of locations by 2029. But the fact is that there is growth in the coffee market. Amazingly enough, the starting age for coffee drinking is now 15, where it was 18 just a couple of years ago. And so more people are trying coffee. The younger people are more experimental, demanding more innovation. So there's a lot of opportunity to sell a lot more coffee.
That is KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. Thank you so much.
Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.